This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Government forces in Afghanistan battled a major assault Saturday by Taliban insurgents on Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province, as officials said clashes were ongoing inside parts of the city. Both sides reportedly suffered heavy casualties. The fierce fighting forced civilians to flee for safety amid allegations that Afghan Air Force planes had bombed and destroyed a city hospital. Heavy fighting was also reported in the adjoining city of Kandahar, the capital of the province of the same name, and outside the capital city of the western Herat province next to the country's border with Iran. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country after 20 years. There are more protests in France this weekend over a new requirement that a special coronavirus pass be shown to enter restaurants and other public places. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. Say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. More than 400,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses from Britain arrived in Kenya on Saturday, the first of two consignments destined for Kenya as a bilateral donation from the United Kingdom. More will arrive through the international COVAX system. Josephine Gould, Britain's Deputy High Commissioner in the country, said it was essential for everyone to get vaccinated if they are able to.
It's really important that people get themselves vaccinated. We've seen in the UK, we were really hard hit by COVID, and we've really seen a big benefit from vaccines.
Gould said the delivery was part of Britain's pledge to donate 100 million vaccine doses worldwide, 30 million of them by the end of this year. The SOS Méditerranée humanitarian organization rescued almost 200 migrants off the Libyan coast on Saturday. The 196 migrants, who mostly came from Syria, Eritrea, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Ghana, were picked up in four different operations. There were 28 women among the rescued, at least two of whom were pregnant, and 33 minors, including two children under the age of five. The migrants are now all aboard the Ocean Viking, waiting to find out where they'll be able to disembark. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited southern Turkey's Mediterranean coast Saturday after two forest workers were killed in raging wildfires. Fires have been spreading across the country since Wednesday, burning down forests, encroaching on villages and tourist destinations, and forcing people to evacuate. New fires erupted in southern Hatay province, where flames jumped to populated areas but appear to have been brought under control. The death toll rose to six people when two forest workers were killed on Saturday, according to the country's health minister. Katie Ledecky made more history for the United States in the pool, same for her teammate Caleb Dressel, while Elaine Thompson-Herah made her history on the track at the Tokyo Games Saturday. Ledecky won the women's 800-meter freestyle, finishing her grueling Olympic program with a third straight victory in a race she hasn't lost since 2010. Dressel captured his third gold medal of the Tokyo Games with a world record in the 100-meter butterfly. Thompson-Herah broke Florence Griffith Joyner's 33-year-old Olympic record in the women's 100 meters, crossing the line in 10.61 seconds to defend her title and lead a Jamaican sweep of the medals. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic is leaving without a medal, having lost in the bronze medal match. Belinda Bencic of Switzerland won gold in women's singles. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.